Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Monday. Wind chill advisory is continuing till about 10 o'clock this morning, but it's going to be turning mainly sunny and warming up to a high in the neighborhood of 18 degrees. Around the area right now, Kenosha, 9 below zero. In Burlington, it's minus 11. In Milwaukee, it's minus 5 and 9 degrees below zero. In Racine, the chill factor will keep going today until again 10 this morning, but temperatures again will be warming up and will be getting into the 30s, low 30s, as the week goes on. But today it's going to be cold, and you do have to take the cold seriously, according to emergency officials, because frostbite can set in faster than you know it. Also, do not be leaving your pets outside too long. One reminder from the fire department, they're please urging you to clear the snow away from the hydrant that is nearest your home or your business. Otherwise, it's going to take them time to first clear it out before they can even hook up a hose to that hydrant. There was a fire outside a home at 1227 Lawndale Avenue in the Lake Park neighborhood of Mount Pleasant early this morning. Call came in just after 2 o'clock. One adult, two children, went to the emergency room of Ascension All Saints with burns. A woman caller to 911 dispatch said there was a lot of smoke inside the home and she was having trouble breathing. The occupants managed to get out safely as crews were responding. There were some early reports about two dogs and three cats still inside. Crews that got there the first, they found that one-and-a-half-story home was engulfed in flames. 57-year-old woman was taken by South Shore paramedics with first- and second-degree burns to her arms and legs. Two children had some minor burns as well. One of them was a 5-year-old boy. Quite cold at the time because of the conditions. The incident commander declared a mutual aid response that brought in crews and equipment from neighboring communities. Cause of the fire, still under investigation. It's new technology designed to help commercial truck drivers find safe, convenient parking. It's being installed near four Wisconsin rest areas along eastbound I-94. This is supported by a federal grant. The sites are near Menominee, Black River Falls, Linden Station, and Portage. They're all being outfitted with sensors, and they connect to roadside message boards. Randy Hoyt with the DOT's Bureau of Traffic Operations says the message boards provide real-time information about available parking as the truckers get closer.
The information or the occupancy of the lot is then displayed on roadside electronic message boards. Those are placed anywhere between 1 and 10 miles in advance of a rest area, so drivers know how many stalls are available as they approach it.
Plans are to install similar systems next year along the four companion westbound interstate rest areas. In Kenosha, police trying to figure out the circumstances under which bullets ended up in a local movie theater. Not bullet holes, bullets. 9mm ammunition, 17 bullets all total in a clip. Discovered in a seat by an employee at the Tinseltown USA Theater off Highways 50 and 31 as the new Star Wars movie Rogue One was showing. Employee did not see who was in the seat. She turned the bullet clip over to a manager who then contacted police. Starting in the new year in Illinois, there's a new law that's going to kick in that requires beauty salon workers to recognize the signs of domestic abuse and assault.
The state's 88,000 licensed beauty professionals must take an hour-long course designed to teach them to recognize signs of domestic violence and ways to address it. Stylists will be required to complete the course while applying for a new license, and then as an additional hour added to the 14 hours of continuing education required for license renewal every 2 years. The law includes barbers, cosmetologists, hair braiders, and nail technicians, and will be enforced by the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation. I'm Marlis Majerus.
The playoff hopes of the Packers are still alive. They got their fourth straight win yesterday at Soldier Field, 30-27 over the Chicago Bears. Aaron Rodgers said the Bears played them really tough.
You know, we've had some fun games here over the years, and they've been like this. You know, I was telling the crew this week, you throw out the records in games like this because they're a tough team. This is a tough rivalry, and obviously they wanted to play the spoiler.
A-Rod had a big 60-yard touchdown, make that a throw to Jordy Nelson. There was a big reception toward the end of the game that led to the winning field goal, but number 87 was praising the defense for stopping the Bears toward the end there that allowed that to happen. And how about Ty Montgomery? The wide receiver ran for 162 yards and a couple of scores. Next up for the Packers, it'll be the Vikings at noon this coming Saturday at Lambeau Field. Racine Unified School Board's got a regular monthly business meeting coming up tonight at 6:30. The agenda includes consideration of a one-year contract extension for Superintendent Lolly Hawes, who on Friday put out a statement indicating it'll be a transition period to new leadership. Now, whether that means the Board of Education will look to Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion to take over or decide to conduct a search, that remains to be seen. and is also the recommended end to a three-year-old charter school agreement between the district and Racine Civil Leaders Academy. It's the RCLA board that's making the request from its decision of 2 weeks ago to be effective June 30th next year. Affected students will be going back to their neighborhood attendance boundary school in the fall of next year. A request from Verizon Wireless to locate some rooftop-mounted antennas and some related equipment atop 201 6th Street in downtown Racine has been more of a project than most tower location efforts lately. The Landmarks Preservation Commission heard about. Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski talking. The State Historical Society had to chime in on this. They didn't find any adverse effect on the historical district, but this planning office staff had a few concerns about it. Nathan Ward, representing Horizon, said, "This particular tower has really been an undertaking. They started this a couple of years ago. The site needed because there are other towers downtown by other companies." Jerry Dumont co-owns Dewey's at the ground level. She spoke in favor of allowing the antennas, took note of why all the opposition ought to be something that's going to be upside or on the roof.
Is the answer that you want to tear these buildings down so you can put up buildings like McMinn and Johnson's that you allow towers on, or are you going to let us coexist? And I can tell you, just last year when we went to refinance, once again, the banks in the city of Racine did not want to take a chance on downtown because of, you know, the rent and the vacant buildings. And you know what they said to us? Because this was already in the works. If you get that sell contract signed, we'll finance you.
The Landmarks Commission did support Verizon's request to locate the cell towers atop the building. The issue did not come up as expected, though, at the Plan Commission meeting. Racine's Traffic Commission is meeting at 4 this afternoon, City Hall Room 303. That agenda includes a handful of requests for some traffic studies, some degree of traffic control at a particular location, or just parking changes. Meanwhile, the Kenosha Transit Commission has a 4:30 meeting at their 52nd Street Transit facility. That agenda's only item, reviewing and discussing the new expanded bus service. And a company based in Twin Lakes is among just over two dozen state manufacturers nominated for the 29th Annual Wisconsin Manufacturer of the Year Awards. Five Star Fabricating and Five Star Coatings Group is the only local company to get the nomination. This program recognizes the state's top manufacturers for their commitment to good business practices, innovative processes, and productivity enhancements. Four grand prize winners will be announced from the different categories based on company size, the awards to be doled out in February. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section of it. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.